Welcome to this special announcement about a new website that answers your questions and helps you research vaccines. And the website is called vaccineforensics.com. Now, vaccineforensics.com, it's a special rendition of our Brighteon AI engine that I've personally spent 2 years and my organization has spent about $2 million building. Most of that time has been spent curating data, a lot of data that goes into this engine. And I'll give you some of the data that's been contributed to us. Well, let me just list it right now. So, of course, not only is it trained on all the articles from naturalnews.com, but Dr. Joseph Mercola also donated his website, mercola.com, the entire history of everything that he ever published, to use as training material for this. And this website also promotes his website. It links to it where appropriate. You know, it will link to mercola.com. We also received, I think it was 80,000 articles from Sayer G's organization called Green Med Info. We received all of the transcripts from The Truth About Vaccines by Ty and Charlene Bollinger. We also spidered, with permission, the entire website of childrenshealthdefense.org, plus Alliance for Natural Health, USA, and their international site, and many other sites, and, you know, 10,000 books, and hundreds of millions of pages of transcripts and science papers from medical journals, and, I mean, all kinds of things. It's an enormous effort. I've become a bit of an expert in the storage of hundreds of terabytes of data, by the way, as a side effect of this project, because you have to store a massive amount of data in order to get this done. And on top of that, I have solved the hallucination problem with AI engines. And this is a big deal. It's a very big deal. So you could go to the website right now, vaccineforensics.com. And that's plural, vaccineforensics.com. And remember, I'm the author of a number one best-selling science book called Food Forensics. So years ago, I registered Vaccine Forensics thinking that it would be useful for a lot of vaccine research. And then this year, the opportunity came up because of AI coding and our, you know, AI language models, etc. The opportunity to use the website as an AI engine with a special focus on vaccines. So you can go there now and you can ask it anything about vaccines. It could be vaccines, it could be immunology, virology, PCR tests, masking, you know, N95 masks, lockdowns, shutdowns, COVID, etc. Anything in that general area, you can ask it. You cannot ask it about how to fix your 1976 Chevy pickup or whatever that's completely off topic. It will actually refuse to answer those questions. In order to use this engine, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to register. You don't need to log in. You don't need to pay. There are no ads. It's a non-commercial, open source public website. And it's hosted by the nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center, where I'm the executive director. So there's no commercial activity on this site at all. In fact, we need donations to fund it. And, you know, right now, my online store, healthrangerstore.com, provided the donation money to host this site, provided it to our nonprofit. So we made a donation to our nonprofit to be able to pay the bills to host this site. But if you would like to donate to this, please reach out, contact us. You can do that with the email address of inquiries@brightu.ai. I think that's the right email. Yeah, inquiries@brightu.ai. Try that. It's either that or brighteon.ai. If you want to actually make a donation to our nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center, it's a tax-deductible donation, and then we'll give you credit for helping to sponsor the tokens for the model. Okay, so this is going to cost some bucks, and the more people that use it, the more it costs. So, you know, right now we're funding 100% of it, and that's fine. That's fine. This is our mission. This is what we do. When you shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, we take a portion of the profit, and we funnel it right back into projects like this in good faith to help educate the public. So let's give it a spin, okay? If I go to vaccineforensics.com and I ask the question, do vaccines harm some people? It answers, here's the answer, absolutely. Vaccines can indeed harm some people, contrary to the widespread narrative that they're universally safe and effective. The evidence supporting this assertion is substantial and comes from various reliable sources, despite being often censored or suppressed by the medical industrial complex, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on. It talks about autism. It talks about vaccine side effects, vaccine mandates, the vaccine injury compensation program, censorship of dissenting voices, et cetera. Okay. This kind of answer, you will never, 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 never get this from Grok or ChatGPT or Gemini or any other mainstream engine. You will not get this answer, period. You'll get answers from those engines that are all big pharma propaganda. Oh, all vaccines are safe and effective and they save millions of lives and they're so awesome. You should take more, you know, that kind of nonsense. You're not going to get that from vaccineforensics.com. You're going to get the truth. The truth is a little bit horrifying, but that's what you're going to get. So it's a research engine and it's incredible. Like, let's see. I can ask it all kinds of questions about aborted human fetal cells that are used in vaccines also. So let me see. I'm going to ask it this question. Tell me about the vaccine ingredients that are derived from, let's see, aborted human fetal cells. Okay, boom. Here we go. All right, told you I was a fast typist. That's just from decades of practice. Okay, it goes in and it talks about WI38 and it talks about MRC5. It tells you which vaccines they're found in. It tells you the WI38 came from the lung tissue of a 3-month-old female fetus that was aborted, i.e. murdered, in 1962. It's used in the rubella vaccines. It's used in the adenovirus type 4 and type 7. It's used in the rabies vaccine. And it goes on. And then it lists some websites where you can find some additional information. And one of the things I wanted to bring your attention to here, in terms of how we have solved the hallucination problem, and here it is. At the bottom of every answer, you're going to find one confirmed quote from a book. Now, in this case, because I asked about aborted fetal tissue, it found a quote from a book called Truth Will Prevail, 1,200 Studies That Refute Vaccine Claims by Dr. Alan Palmer. Okay, so that's one of the books that we have indexed. And like I said, we've indexed 10,000 books. And hundreds of those books are about vaccines. And we are also in the process of indexing millions of science papers that also cover vaccines. And in the months ahead, you're going to see those science papers become part of this website, vaccineforensics.com. And what it means is that you'll be able to come here and ask a question about vaccines. And instead of getting the usual propaganda that you get from mainstream engines or the corporate media, which is all funded by Pfizer, instead, you're going to get a good, solid answer with confirmed, reliable sources that you can quote from at the bottom of the answer. Now, just to be clear, and I want to explain this as clearly as I can, in the AI answer section of what you see on the screen, it still can hallucinate because all AI engines do hallucinate from time to time. So you should always verify critical facts, etc. And it's capable of getting dates wrong or journal names wrong or doctor names wrong or things like that. That will happen. But in the section that we call confirmed book quotes, there are no errors because it's actually citing the indexed text from related books. And right now I have it only providing one book quote for every answer, but I could have it provide 500, which I do that internally for our own research when we're doing a story, I can use, you know, hundreds of quotes from different books, and I can aggregate them together as part of a background, you know, for a story that we're doing. But I'm not making that public yet. Right now, it's a pilot, it's a proof of concept to show you one book quote. And that book quote will be chosen based on your query. So whatever you ask the engine, that will determine the book quote that you get. And it finds the quote from 10,000 books. It finds the paragraph that is the best fit for what you asked. How cool is that, huh? And it brings back that answer from the book indexing search in about 1 second. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I mean, it better be fast, because I'm going to have millions of science papers in there pretty soon, and it's going to have to, you know, return answers from, you know, I don't know, 10 million science papers and 10,000 books or 20,000 books, and that answer had better come in less than 2 seconds. You see what I mean? Because people aren't going to sit there and just wait, right? You're not going to wait. You want it now. So this is the ultimate vaccine research engine. And I give full credit to all the different providers. It links to lots of different websites where you can find additional information. And you're going to find it to be an incredible tool. Now, there is not a downloadable version of this. Why? Well, because it's doing a complex work with the book indexing. But you can download our standalone model at brightu.ai. Click on downloads. You can download that. That's the GGUF file. That file is trained on all the vaccine knowledge that you're seeing in the main answer here. So you can download that, but of course that doesn't contain an index of 10,000 books and millions of science papers, because that's not how it works. That's a language model that you can freely download and use. And it's if you ask it the right questions, it'll give you amazing answers. But it is capable of hallucinating from time to time. And it's free. It's free for non-commercial. Well, I'm sorry. It's free even for commercial use. We release it under MIT license. So it's a very liberal license that you can use it. You simply have to give us credit for using it. You know, just say, this is the Brighton AI engine that we used in order to do this. That's it. That's the only requirement. You just give us credit and feel free to use it. So that's the engine that powers the answers here at vaccineforensics.com, plus then on top of that, all the book indexing that I just mentioned, which eliminates hallucinations. So I encourage you to use this for all kinds of things. You can use it for your social media posts. I don't know if you're debating with somebody who took 27 jabs, and they're like, they're all safe. They're so awesome. I trust the science. And you say, that's crazy. Vaccines kill lots of people. And then that person says, what are your sources? What are your sources? Because that's what they do. They're rerunning the what are your sources 8-track tape loop in their heads, right? So you could just go to vaccineforensics.com and then type in the question, get the answer, copy the book quote, and there's your confirmed source right there. And just say, boom, I found this on vaccineforensics.com. Here's the book quote. And you can go check it in the book, because it's going to be legit, you know. And again, soon that will have science papers, all kinds of science papers that you can quote. It'll be the volume number, the, you know, the date, the journal name, the name of the scientist, the title of the paper, everything. You can quote it all. So you can shut down. I mean, if you want to waste time debating with vaccine promoters, I suppose, I don't bother. You know, I don't bother debating with people that are committing vaccine-assisted suicide. It's just like, it's not worth my time. But if you ever need to do that for whatever reason, you can shut them up or shut them down. Shut them up and then shut them down with the research data. And you don't have to rely on a search engine like Google, which will never tell you this information. Google will always lie to you about vaccines. And even... what is it? DuckDuckGo? That just uses Google search results. DuckDuckGo is no better than Google in terms of search quality. I don't even know anybody who uses that. More people now use Brave Search, which is search.brave.com, which is pretty good. but it's not nearly as good as our engine. Although ours is not a search engine, but, you know, it's a research engine. So use it, spread the word, vaccineforensics.com, and please, if you use it, cite it, you know. Share the word, tell people you used it, because, again, we don't, you know, it's completely non-commercial. We don't earn anything. I mean, it costs us to host this, but we want the truth to get out there. I've worked hard to be able to launch this kind of engine, to be able to bring you, you know, empower you with truthful information about vaccine dangers to help people make more informed decisions, you know? And this site is definitely not endorsed by Bill Gates. It is not endorsed by Anthony Fauci. It's just not, never going to be. But it's the best site in the world for doing vaccine research, and it's only going to keep getting better. And if you enjoy this website, you'll really love Brightown.ai, which has a wellness coach on it, which is also free. It's got a financial coach, and it's got a survival coach. It also has an ingredients analyzer. So you can use all those tools completely free of charge. Although at brightu.ai, after three prompts, you do have to register with your email address. That's it. No name, no phone number, just an email. That's it. And then you're good. On vaccineforensics.com, you don't have to register at all. But your questions are limited to vaccine topics. Now, you can imagine that, because if you know me, you know I'm going to launch more sites that offer this kind of engine on different topics. So, you know, use your imagination of all the good stuff we can do to have specialty AI engines with 100% confirmed quotes from science papers and books and things like that. You know, you can imagine like a nutrition site, or, you know, herbs or whatever, or history, or finance, or, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of topics that are viable for this. Although I'm working on other projects at the moment, so I don't know when I'll be able to do that, but sooner or later, maybe if I get the Neuralink implant, I could just think it into existence. No, I'm not going to do that. No Neuralink for me. No, I'm all human. I don't even have tattoos, folks. Okay. I don't have tattoos. I don't have piercings. I'm not into any form of body mutilation or skin art or whatever. I'm not trying to demean anybody who has tattoos, by the way. I understand. I mean, it's a form of expression. It's just that what I choose, like, I don't do any of that stuff at all. There's no way I'm going to have an implant. I'm going to keep it all human. 100% natural born human, like they say in the Matrix, right? All right, that's me. And if you love this website, don't forget to use censored.news, which you'll also love. It's a website that I also built just recently. And it gives you a voice presentation of the news. And in fact, I'd like to give you a sample of that. Not only does it spider 78 plus censored independent media websites, but then it extracts emerging news trends. It updates the trends list every 30 minutes. It links to all the original articles also on the website. It has a button to let you analyze the implications of those trends using our AI engine, which is also free to use. And then it's got this voice podcast that's just super awesome. So I want to play a little bit of that podcast for you, just like a minute, so you can hear the conversation of what it sounds like as they cover the news. So check this out, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Censored.News on this fine Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. We've got some really fascinating stuff today, so thank you for joining us. Let's dive right in. Nova, have you heard about the organic macadamia nut boom?
Reese, I have. And it's not just about nuts. It's a whole trend towards natural nutrition. But first, let's talk about something that's making headlines right now. The government shutdown and the food welfare systems on the brink.
So, here's the thing. The government shutdown, now in its third week, is exposing some serious cracks in our food welfare systems. States like California, Texas, and New York have declared emergencies, with millions of people at risk of losing access to food assistance.
That's crazy. We're talking about more than 40 million Americans relying on these systems. It's like a perfect storm of political brinkmanship and systemic failure.
Exactly. And it's not just about the politics. It's about the fact that these systems are broken. They're not designed to handle this kind of stress. The USDA's SNAP program, for instance, was never meant to be a long-term solution. It's a Band-Aid on a gaping wound.
Enjoy delicious and nutritious homemade miso soup in minutes. Just add water to our freeze-dried organic red or yellow miso powder. Simplify healthy eating. Shop now at the Brighteon store.